abandoned bar over here. I have beers, I have chips, and every type of Dorito. I have popcorn, whatever you want. Cash, Venmo, Cash App is accepted. But as for now, keep it going for Stoner Morning Show!
Okay, check, check. Good morning, everybody. How's everyone feeling?
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah. Great. Okay.
Oh, you didn't have to stop abruptly, Zarif. You could just fade out real nice. Oh yeah, we like that. Give it up one more time for Space Roys.
Yeah.
Also known as Zarif.
Where did the Roy come from?
Roy means king.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, it fits. It works so well. Yeah.
That's weird because my dad's name is Roy, and my mom always calls him that bastard.
Well, we love him. Give it up for dads.
Give it up for dads.
Yeah.
I just lied to everyone. My dad's name is Fritz.
Yeah.
My name is Ralph.
I'm Sean. My dad is Richard. If anyone, I don't know, what's. Who's got a fun dad name? I don't know. Who's anyone's dad?
A real
got a fun
one.
Yeah. Yaniv.
Yaniv.
With a Y? That's good. With a Y?
With a Y.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good name. Steve, what's your dad's name?
Warren.
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 Wow, that is a great name. That's a dad name. Did he run like a junkyard or something? What did he do? Seems like a... Yeah. Warren just sounds like a... Like a plumber dad, or you know what I mean?
Well, in keeping with that, who's got a dad with a really dad name? Like, this is a dad's name if you ever heard one. Who said Bill?
who said Bill?
Bill? Your dad's a Bill?
Yeah.
Is it short for William? Mm. Okay, it's just Bill.
What's Anya? What's your dad's name? Because I've heard stories about Anya's dad, who seems like the manliest man of all of our dads. I feel like
his name is Alexander, and he doesn't let you call him Alex.
Uh-huh.
But also, like when I was a kid, all of his friends and all the people around us, they called him General.
Wow, that's his nickname.
He is a manly man.
Yeah.
Once he told me he went mountain climbing, and then when he got to the mountain said, "No, I shall climb you." He is manly.
That's a true Russian story.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get started. We'll have a seat, and then unless there's anything standing you wanted to do first. Is there any standing?
I think we've covered all standing business.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
No, that's the opening monologue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give it up for the opening monologue.
Yeah. I feel the show has been at a constant good... I know that the show just started, but I feel like it's been at a constant good blend since the music from that standing monologue to, like, now, you know?
It's been very nice. We got treats from Dream Treats. You got Space Roy's killing it. Make sure you guys tip Space Roy's.
Yeah.
Tip Zarif. I'm gonna be honest. Since this show started, I'm floating on a cloud.
Oh, good.
I just feel like I'm floating on a cloud. You guys are all. Look at your faces. You all look so. I feel like I don't want to take credit for how content everybody looks, but I'm taking a little credit.
Yeah, I think we get partial credit. This will be fun to do. So we do have some edibles that we handed out to some people from our friends Dream Treats NYC.
Yes.
When it kicks in...
Use responsibly.
Raise your hand. The show's not going to stop or anything.
Nope.
It will just know. People around you will know.
And don't call out either. Just silently raise it like a silent auction.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll clock you and move on.
That'll be fun. Yeah. And then that way your friends will know.
Yeah.
The people you're with will know. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice to be like, to just silently, when you're with your friends, just let them know you're high. I'm high now.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue.
Or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm, What would be the small things you could signal?
Well, annoyance is definitely something.
Yeah.
Like out and about, annoyance happens like all the time.
We do a lot of that.
Yeah.
What about contentedness?
Oh, that's good.
How do you do that? I guess we do like a I don't know. I don't know. How do you signal to your friends you're content? Maybe we don't even do it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just content and keeping it to yourself. I'm not admonishing you, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, I have something that I do want to talk about.
Okay, I feel like I'm in a rocking chair right now. Go ahead.
And we have some guests coming up later, but and then we also talk stuff, or you know, this is like a talk show. We talk. We invite you to talk at some points. But anyway, the first thing I wanted to talk about was Ralph recently started a no sugar diet, or he's cutting out sugar. And I want to know how it's going. I feel like it would be a good thing to let you check in about it so we can celebrate your new no-sugar life.
I've been on and off of that for a while. I mostly do well. Today, I drank a smoothie that had bananas
sugars.
And dates in it. I asked for almond milk, and I don't know that the almond milk they use is unsweetened. And I feel bad about that. I feel bad about
it. You could go back there tomorrow and then ask them.
It doesn't seem like the establishment that would have unsweetened on hand if I asked for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's more like a, it's barely a smoothie.
But I mean,
place.
It would be funny if you went in there and said, excuse me, but I was in here yesterday and I ordered something with almond milk in it. Do you by chance know if that was sweet or unsweet? I think it would be fun.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I get whatever answer I get. What? Somebody tell me right now what I should do depending on what answer I get, and I will do it.
Wow.
Get violent. Get violent. I will. I will do both.
Yeah.
I will become violent only toward myself, and I will raise my hand. And then I'll let them know they did nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't about you. This is about me.
This is about me.
Yeah.
I'm bound by my word. I have to do it, and I will do it.
That seems intense.
I'm going to let you know. I'm going to go in the next day and apologize, but I will do that.
Yeah. Does anybody have non-sugar dessert recommendations for Ralph and for the rest of the room? What is it? Chex Mix? Oh.
For dessert?
Oh, that's all right. Wait a minute.
That's so austere. Chex Mix.
We thought we were asking for cereal, and then you threw out Chex Mix? Not only did you answer the correct question wrong, you answered the question you thought we asked wrong. Have you raised your hand yet? Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, good. There is Czech cereal, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What are some good non-sugar desserts, though, for Ralph? Anything? Jeez. Baked apples. That's good. Fruit compote. Natural sugar, though.
What's that? Curry?
For dessert?
It only depends on when you eat it.
If
you
eat
it for breakfast, it's breakfast.
If
you eat it for dessert,
it's
dessert.
All right.
I'm not looking at you because you're weird. I'm looking at you because you've just blown my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He wasn't trying to make you uncomfortable. He was saying that you made him uncomfortable. But in like a positive way.
You ever feel your brain turn inside your skull? But like not in a painful way as though the earth turned toward the sun.
Oh,
that's what just happened to me. All right. I'll never see Curry the same way again.
I did blow my mind recently.
You blew your own mind?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's
braggart.
Yeah. And it's something that I was going to talk about later, but I'll talk about it now real quick.
Okay.
I came up with a reality show idea. All right. And it's that you get a bunch of people in a room, you know, all the people who are on the reality show, and then you put them in blindfolds. And then you also, like, cover their ears so they can't hear. And then there's also a minister in the room who performs a marriage ceremony. And so random people in that room get married to each other, and they don't know who it is. And so, like, depending on what state you shoot this in, like, men can get married to men, and you don't know it. Then you make these people live in a, like, cul-de-sac of tiny houses. Like, they have to live in a little neighborhood together, and some of them are married to each other, and they don't know it. And it's like, how are you going to treat... It's like a lesson in how are you going to treat the people around you, knowing one of them you're married to. One of them is your family. And then and the show is called Living Together.
There's something so... Okay, I know it's not the same, and I don't even know if it's right to invoke this, but I feel the same way I felt when, the first time I watched Old Boy. That's how I feel right now.
Oh, wow. That is a rough movie.
That's how I feel. Not that it's rough, but sure. The way it bends reality. Anybody seen Old Boy in here?
The original?
The original. Old Boy. Holy shit.
That movie is so, like... real and like hardcore. I don't know if I ever need to see it again.
If you haven't seen this movie, I don't know how to describe it except that at one point a man in this movie grabs a living squid and eats it on camera.
Yeah.
Like it just eats it.
And it fights its way down his throat.
And that's like a moment of triumph.
Yeah.
That's
Anyway, so that's my reality show idea.
That is a brilliant idea.
I feel if anybody like, knows anybody, let's talk after the show.
Who would be on that show? You're a minister?
Oh.
Well, casting. Okay. Yeah. We're already casting on the show.
Right. Well, we have one person. All right. What else? Anything else? What do you have to talk about?
I had a weird experience yesterday that was very scary. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. I don't know if there's anything funny. Well, here's the thing. It started off very funny, and then it quickly became very scary.
Oh.
I think I'm going to try to show this to you. Okay. I was walking to a friend's house yesterday for a party, and I ran across a man who I am going to try to... I'm gonna rudely assume this man was homeless. He was missing several teeth. He had a grizzled beard. He seemed like a nice, gentle, like sweet eyes, you know, kind man. But he was of a rough variety.
Yeah.
So... he's walking down the street, and I'm walking down the street. He's standing on the corner. He sees me, and he immediately goes, "Hey!" You and I are talking, right?
Right, right.
And then he starts talking to me. He's like, "Hey, so you know, he keeps doing this to my arm. Hey, you know, so I was walking down the street, and then I said to the guy, "Yeah, there's Cheerios in that bowl." And he was like, "No." And I said to the guy, "You know," and he kept and I kept walking, and he kept walking with me, and I kept being like, "All right, dude." And he's like, "Which way are you going? This way? I'm going this way. Let's go." And this went on for like almost 15 minutes.
Oh wow!
And every time I was like, "Sir, you got to go this way, and I'm going to go this way. We can't go the same way." He's like, yeah. And so I told the guy, Duracell batteries. I don't want to charge them. And then I said to the guy, and he was always as if he was telling a joke that always started anew with a new premise.
Right.
You know what I mean? Every time you were like, okay, here comes the punchline. He goes, so then I says to the guy, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it kept going, and I couldn't shake the guy. I couldn't. There was moments when I thought I will just run.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try to outrun this guy. I really couldn't shake him. And eventually I just said to him, I think 7 times, "You have to let me go. You have to let me go. You have to let me go. You have to let me go." And I had to like almost smother
him. Wow, you turned the script. You flipped the script on him. You got like...
Yeah. I had to almost smother his speech.
Right.
And then eventually he was like, all right, get out of here. And then he immediately latched on to another guy in a parking lot. And then I went around the block because he made me walk past where I was going. And when I walked around the block, the security guard that he started talking to, some random security guard on the street, that guy was laughing so hard at whatever this guy had to say. And I really felt like, did I miss something? Maybe this guy was a genius and I didn't see it. I did listen to a lot of what he had to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm gonna apologize to that guy here. I feel bad.
I don't know what to contribute about that story. You know what I mean? Did you see that I rose my hand during it though?
Oh, I'm sorry if I blanked through it. Oh, it hit you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a friend who has a story like that. Where he was visiting Spain, and this guy followed him for like 3 hours. And like, my friend does speak Spanish, and like, he thinks he was like trying to like, and the guy kept on messaging us on his phone or something like that. So he thinks he was like telling his friends like where he was going to like jump this guy. And I forget how, I think my friend just like, he kept on telling me this story, and he kept on saying, but this story is crazy. It doesn't sound believable. And now I'm trying to recount it, and I feel like it loses all believability. Or you know what I mean?
It sounds believable, but it also sounds... That's a long way to go to mug somebody.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For 3 hours.
Yeah. He said it was like multiple buses. He like transferred on the bus, and the guy followed him still. Yeah. Like he thought he was shaking him by doing a bus transfer, but it didn't.
It didn't work. Well, getting on a bus. Imagine how. Imagine if somebody would follow you for more than 2 years to mug you. What's that?
Yeah.
You get married and divorced. All this, they do a whole relationship with you, and then they also, you know, you guys buy a car together.
Yeah, and you agree on the car. You're like, yes, this car. Oh, perfect.
Like, you know from the beginning that you're like, this. I think this person's trying to mug me. When you meet them and talk to them, you're never convinced that they aren't trying to mug you, but somehow you do agree to the marriage and all the things, and then finally after you know, 38 months.
40 years,
they mug you.
Yeah.
Then they call their buddy, I got him. I got him, Larry.
I'm fascinated by people who have, like, secret families. Like, who does that? Who has the time and effort and energy to, like, keep track of, like, multiple spouses and, like, details and dates?
I feel like I grew up in a culture where there was a lot of men who had secret families.
Yeah.
Anybody grew up around a secret family guy? Only the
silent nod in the front. Yeah. Ellie, you did?
Oh yeah.
Secret family. Was it your family or no?
Oh wow.
You should be a guest next week. Do you want to come back and be a guest?
Oh, okay, yeah. All right,
good.
Somebody's going to get married and they won't know it.
Yeah.
So come on back.
That's a good tease for next week. Yeah. Now we set something up that we're going to get to next week, and it's like, well, you have to come back if you want to hear that secret family story.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right. Let's do a guest.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. We're going to have a stand-up, do some jokes, and then we're going to talk to him, and then the show will go on. So give it up for John Moskowitz.
Woo! Thank you so much. By the way, we had another audience member with a secret who is part of a family that had a secret family. So that's crazy. That's not. I hope it was the same families. You know what I hope they were the secret. Again. I've been learning a lot about myself recently. I recently realized that I'm probably not straight. I'm just not gay or queer enough to identify as it. Right? I'll put it this way. I would never have sex with a man, but only for the same reason I would never go snowboarding, which is that I already know how to ski. and I don't want to start on the bunny hill again. I don't. If I'm already at the top of the mountain, the last thing I need is a different board. Just feels wasteful. It's the same way I feel about butt stuff as a whole, pun intended, because I love it in theory, but then in actuality, it just hurts a little bit. And I asked my friend about it, and she's like, that's because you need to practice butt stuff, which no, I don't. I have other things going on. There's better ways for me to spend my time than trying to find a second way to come. You don't even get to come extra times. If you got to do that, I'd be all in, pun intended. But at this point, it just seems wasteful. All right, since that went well, I get to do the thing I wanted to do. That won't. Okay, I don't like musicals, hear me out, because I think they take the most talent and effort in order to make the least meaningful art. Because it is a ton to sing and dance and do all that. At the end of the day, I've cried to more TikToks. And some people think it's homophobic that I don't like musicals, but I don't think that's fair, because I think gay and queer culture has given us both the most overrated art, musicals, and the most underrated art, drag. Because drag's incredible. Drag is stand-up plus costumes, and it's honestly kind of weird that anyone would pick the version without costumes. It's a strange choice. I think the reason drag is so good and musicals suck so much is because drag is the most, like, honest, just, like, raw expression of queerness, and then... Not like musicals are basically the most repressed 1930s version of playing for the wrong team. Yeah. Because if you break down what a musical is, it's basically someone in the 20s being like, we can't be gay, so we'll sing about war. And now they just still do it. And we've moved past that as a society. A prime example of how I don't like musicals is, did any of you see the 9/11 musical yet? No, it's real. It's called Come From Away. It's streaming on Apple TV. It's a real thing. So here's the thing about that is there's a very famous musical, I mean, very famous movie called The Producers, which is about a fake Holocaust musical. And now we have a real 9/11 musical, and none of you have even heard of it, which is insane. Which, by the way, the 9/11 musical is not like the towers are falling, the sky looks like chalk. It's not that. There's no number where they're like Rudy Giuliani. It's not that. Even though I wish it was, with a big closer called the Afghan War. Such a big closer that audience members forget it's happening for 5 or 6 years. So here's the thing. I was really upset looking at the musical because the thing that upset me the most is my dad was the one watching. Here's the story behind the musical. It's a real story of a plane that didn't make it to New York that day. And it's about how they crash landed in Newfoundland, Canada. And it's about how they had a weird and wacky time in the woods on 9/11. And this upset me particularly because my dad was the one watching it, and my dad worked across the street from the World Trade Centers in 2001. He had coworkers who died in the attacks, and I was like really upset because the reason my dad wasn't there that day is my dad loves to watch old westerns on cable before he goes to work in the morning, and he really wanted to finish Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid for the 11th time, so he was late to 9/11. I just picture him there eating his third half of a bagel, just pretending to be a gunslinger in the Old West. Meanwhile, his coworkers are carrying his other coworkers over the Brooklyn Bridge. It's just like I was disappointed because he had friends who died there and he was just like sitting there enjoying the musical. But then I remembered that my dad's bad taste in TV is exactly what saved him from 9/11. So you do you, Marty. That's my dad's name. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Give it up for John. Yeah. I was... Damn. I was going to ask for your dad's name. That was perfect. Marty. Would he... Does he still live near New York?
Oh, yeah. They're still in Brooklyn.
Would he... Oh, is that working? Oh, oh there you shit. Go. Try that. Would he...
Really feel special.
Cool.
Yeah.
Would he... Good work, Anya. Applause for Anya.
Give it up for Anya, everybody. That's my lady, and that's our fact checker.
Equipment manager isn't in her
job
title,
this
but she
one,
did.
I'll give you the good one.
Okay.
Cool. All
right.
This is a out of left field question. Would your dad be a guest on this show?
Probably not, mostly because he procrastinates all his work, because he probably has all the learning disabilities I have,
yeah.
But he just, like, stayed a lawyer, and he's not good at getting his work done, so I don't think he's, like, ever finished his work before, like, 10.
Oh.
So, I just, you know, you'd have to push him back around his schedule, like a 2 a.m. stoner morning show.
I would love to see that show. See, I want to see a Western about a lawyer in the Old West who never finishes his work.
Yeah.
He's always like, I don't know how that would go.
He would fit in there because he does spend most of his time playing solitaire, which I feel like a sheriff would do in the Old West as well.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful. Okay. Good.
Yeah, I just realized this too, because Mel Brooks made Blazing Saddles, he really fucked up on giving us the only, like, Jewish cowboy movie, because that was going to come from him, and he didn't do it. Yeah, he did a black cowboy movie instead.
Well, wasn't Gene Wilder a cowboy in that?
Is Gene Wilder Jewish? Anya, look
it
up.
Oh, shit. He might not be Jewish.
He cannot be Jewish.
Anya's
with the name Gene
checker.
Wilder. No way. I hope so.
He's from
oh,
New York,
shit. If he's not, we're anti-Semites.
Does anybody care?
I thought he was from
I feel
Iowa.
Like we have to know now. All right, good. One person raises his hand.
I've assumed.
He's Jewish, but he held only the golden rule as his philosophy.
Okay, he's Jewish.
Yeah.
He's
Jewish. Can we get
Jewish.
Gene Wilder as a guest?
Yeah.
Let's
can
get
we?
Him on
That'd
here.
That'd be great.
I
yeah,
want to
he's
say
dead. Yeah. What year did he die? I think, like... 2016?
A few years ago.
Yeah.
Is it?
I want to say it's freaking me out. It's what?
He was saved.
He was saved?
He was saved, yeah.
Yeah, right before.
Wow.
He knew. Willy
hey,
Wonka
am,
knew.
Am I still Catholic because I was raised Catholic, but I'm not practicing?
Yes.
I am?
According to her, I think of Judaism as also an ethnicity,
mm-hmm.
and that's why you're still Jewish, even if you're not Jewish.
Yeah.
I don't know if Catholic's the same way.
Right. Good. I don't want to be Catholic.
What would you like to be?
I don't know.
I would ask if you want to be Jewish, but that's against the religion of Judaism.
Oh, yeah.
We're not evangelical.
You can't ask if people want to be?
No, like they have to pursue it if
Whoa.
Someone wants to become Jewish.
You can't even ask if somebody is interested in pursuing it on their own?
That's like, I don't know like the line there. I just know that they're anti being evangelical.
All right.
Don't
John,
you guys keep going without me.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I want to say that... it sounds to me like the Jewish faith is like a really confident kid in high school. Like, you got to pursue me.
Oh, sure.
I might be interested, but you got to find out.
It adds up when you're the one true religion. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's that confidence.
Wow.
Who had that kind of confidence in high school? Holy shit.
You know what? I one time, speaking of high school confidence, I grew up in Ohio. And I live here.
This guy's bragging. Okay.
Yeah. And I one time saw a kid ride out of a high school on the Upper West Side on a unicycle, and all the other kids waved at him like he was the most popular kid in his grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, you couldn't have gotten away with that in Ohio to like unicycle.
Well, that's because kids in Ohio had cars, and the rest of them were getting on the one train.
I think it speaks to the sort of like permissiveness or like acceptanceness of New York, even though growing up here is rough too.
I mean, I went to high school in Bay Ridge, and I definitely would have been beat up if I rode a unicycle.
Yeah.
Can I? So you're just reminding me of. So years ago, when I first moved to New York, right, I'm a young, I want to be an actor, blah, blah. Me and my friend go to see Talk Radio together. This is a play that Liev Schreiber was in. What's that show that he's in now? He's like a killer or something. Hitman.
Ray Donovan, right?
So Liev Schreiber of Ray Donovan. Yeah. But he's in this play, Talk Radio, right? And so we go to the stage door to try to catch a glimpse of him, maybe get an autograph or talk to, you know, Liev Schreiber. Yeah.
Where do you get your motivation from?
Anything. Like at the stage door, right after a Broadway show. It's summertime, right? Sun's still out at the end of this show. Maybe it was a matinee show, whatever. We're standing at the stage door. All of a sudden, everybody's waiting. All of a sudden, the door swings open. Boom! He flies out on a Vespa out of the stage door. What's her name? Watts. That is his girlfriend. That was his girlfriend.
Naomi Watts.
Naomi. He flies out on a Vespa. Naomi Watts hops off the back, and he flies down the street. Wow. And then me and my friend just look at each other and go, wow.
Hell yeah.
And I thought that was acting. I was like, that's what it is to be an actor.
Yeah. Vespa's top at 40 with two people, so you got to let her go.
It seemed like he was going 100 miles an hour just on just fucking sheer charisma.
Yeah.
Which is also what the show Ray Donovan tries to play off of, because it is terribly written, and yes, my father Marty is a fan.
There you go.
John, let me ask you this. When's the last time you blew your own mind?
Last time I blew my own mind. Ooh, this is tough, man.
Yeah. Or any time.
Dude, I would say the beginning of the relationship I'm in, because I was like pretty sure that I was going to be one of those dudes who would only date insane people until I was like 33.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, wait, she's like not insane. And I'm like, well, you did it, you know?
What was the secret?
What was the secret to that? I probably met her when I was in a good place. I don't think I had met anyone else I'd been in a relationship when I was in a good place.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Anybody else out there need some dating advice?
Yeah.
Anybody need some dating advice right now? Whoa, somebody raised their hand?
Yeah, what would you like to know? What would you like to know?
We're not here to embarrass you. We're going to really try to help. Where do you find people?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a question, and it's a sincere question, and I respect it.
Oh, Anya has a...
Find the person you want to be at a place where they would be. So, like, maybe they play soccer, you join a soccer team, you go to the same locker room, maybe they're at the library, start going to library meetups.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Damn this mic.
Yeah.
That is really good advice. But all through my 20s, I tried that advice, and I was just showing up places going, come on.
Nothing. It worked out.
So, yeah.
Really, you're just...
I'm going to go with the cliche of find yourself first, and then they will come, you know?
I mean...
Feel the dream style.
It is... good advice, because if you work on yourself so much and then just find nobody, you're going to be a great person.
Yeah, you can't lose. That's fair.
Yeah. Question in the back or comment? What? Oh, you're just stretching. Oh. Oh, wait. Yeah, his edible kicked in. Shoot. We shouldn't have asked for questions. Yeah, oh. Just shout out anything. For the rest of the show, raise your hand if you're stoned and just yell out a question or comment if you have something to say.
Yep.
I was expecting a right-hand, left-hand thing, and I was going to try to...
I hope that was enough answer for you, because that was a very good question, and I don't want you to lose hope.
Also, what app do you use if you use an app? You're not in an app. Yeah.
Stay
okay.
off those apps.
Stay off of them. That's what I say.
Get out there on a hunt. Use a blade.
Yeah.
You will meet them in the woods.
Yeah.
They will be covered in deer urine. So, yes. You know.
Yeah. Crawl around in the grass until you accidentally climb over somebody.
Yeah. You know those traps where somebody hits something and then a fucking cage with bamboo spikes falls on them. Build one of those.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about hobbies to me, but what's like a hobby you do weekly or close to weekly? Pottery. That is a romantic place to meet someone.
Dude, you're going to meet you a Swayze out there somewhere.
Yeah. Using your hands softly is very romantic.
Dude. Negative. This lady's negative.
But if you find him, he's the keeper.
I feel like that's only true in the United States. I think you have to find a country with more male potters.
Yeah. Is there such thing as like pottery tourism? Is there some place you can go?
Like Greece, right? Because like ancient Greece.
Yeah. Where does clay come from? Is that a dumb question? Yeah. Can we get clay anywhere? What? Yeah, but where? In what country? Anywhere? Go anywhere.
Yeah, I would learn how to snowboard for like a chiseled Greek man who can pot. Dude, I'd be all in. That sounds good, dude.
Throw clay?
Yeah, dude.
All right. Give it up for this chiseled man right here.
Yeah.
John Moskowitz.
John Moskowitz. Give that good mic to Ralph.
Yeah. What's your at? How do we find you? You could just drop that at
John Moskowitz fan page. There's no H in John. All right.
Yeah.
At John Moskowitz fan page.
And I would say, if you're on the fence of following him, I say go for it.
Do it.
You know what I mean? All this, like, what's your Instagram handle? Let's make it mean something.
Yeah, follow it now.
Follow it, yeah.
And while you're doing that,
tell your friends about it.
Follow it. Recommend him to one friend. And while you're doing that, right now, I don't care if you're watching this show, sign up for a pottery class right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Tell your male friends that you think pottery is actually something cool to get into. Maybe we can get some more men in, you know.
Yes.
Where she throws clay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's on your list for tonight?
The only other thing I had was the party I was going to when I was accosted by this banshee of a human, and he was very lovely. He was very sweet, but he scared me. I was going to a party where a friend of mine who's leaving town was gonna. He's a recording artist. He's a rapper like me, and he's doing a going away party. And for his going away party, he was gonna perform his whole album for us in his living room. And of course, I did not want to see this. I tried my best to avoid it.
Uh-huh.
And so I showed up to the party late as I could so that I would miss this performance. And as soon as I walked in, he goes, "Oh, Ralph, you're right on time. I'm just about to start." And I went, "Shit." And I sat down, and it was delightful.
Oh, good.
It was delightful, and he nearly cried. And his songs are very sweet and very tender, and he's a very sweet man. And I'm a fucking cynic. I'm a cynical douchebag.
But it opened your heart up. It's a win.
It's a win?
Yeah. Don't feel bad.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
feel bad.
Don't feel bad that you weren't looking forward to it. Celebrate the fact that you were moved.
That's why you're my friend.
Yeah.
There we go. Wait, what was that?
What?
So positive.
Try to be. Yeah, it's hard.
That's not the first time somebody has shouted from across the room so positive at Sean.
You got to be. Anyway, I thought of this earlier this week, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yes.
I think I'm really going to start doing this. But you know,
I want to just say, I thought they were yellow. There's a beautiful, is mustard?
They're green.
Green, okay.
These are...
I'm blind.
Somebody forgot these over at my place, and now I'm wearing them. Is that
weird? I don't know, because the one thing I can't do at thrift stores is shoes. That freaks me out.
Well, these are socks.
That's even worse. That's even more intimate. That's like saying, I won't wear somebody else's pants, but these are underwear. But I don't think that's gross. I admire you for washing them and wearing them.
What am I going to do? Just, like, leave them in a drawer, like, for my friend to come back and visit? It's like they're taking up space. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think of uses. What could you do with socks that you don't want to wear?
I could start a lost and found box in my apartment. That would be funny, but...
Yeah.
Not very... Anyway, okay, here's the thing I thought of.
Okay.
And it's that, you know, in those moments in life when you hear somebody say something like sassy, and then somebody else is like, love it. You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, right? Everyone knows that? Yeah. I decided that I'm going to do that for anything but sassiness.
Okay.
Or it's like, you know, somebody comes in with like rocking a crazy good outfit and somebody's like, love it. I'm just going to be that with like when people aren't trying hard.
Okay.
Like if I were to walk into a party and see you here, I'd like look at you and be like, love it.
That's very nice.
Like, isn't that a good thing to be saying to people? Like, just like, love it. Perfect. I love it.
Oh, oh nice.
What do you have going on? I love it.
Can somebody... I want to challenge somebody, since you all are vivacious, beautiful people in here. I want to challenge someone to do an acting challenge. Stand up and be as plain as possible. Be just...
Love it. Love it.
Wow. The way he fell back into his chair is if you bowled him over with your
positivity. I don't know if people are really believing the Lovitz that are...
What do you think is missing?
Do someone else do one, and then we'll have Ralph do it.
Someone stand, if you can, and be as plain as possible.
And Ralph is going to love it.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Anyone?
Just don't even, you don't have to, don't put anything into it.
Hey. Hey. You're too talented to be normal.
Don't you cock block my love it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
I think it was too aggressive love. I think that's what it was.
I think this guy fucking you
but you know what? But you know what? I love it. It was too aggressive.
What?
You know what?
What? Whoa.
Did it feel good? Okay,
wow.
Good.
You just got a triple word score, dude.
I might.
Wow.
I'm going to try it. We're going to go to all-night skate afterwards to hang out. I might try it on the door guy. Just to see what happens.
This is like if you ever played Tony Hawk back in the day. It's like you did a trick, and then somehow before you started to fall, you went up higher again.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you did it.
I glitched up.
Wow. Should we bring up our next comic?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
This is, you know him better than I do, so much so that I forget the pronunciation of his first name.
I got him. I got him. He's a beautiful, beautiful young man. All right. You're going to get some comedy right now from Adiel K.
Adiel.
Yeah, I'm actually a Gene Wilder, guys. Give it up for a guitarist and... Ralph and Sean, yeah. John was talking about, and you guys were talking about last time you were mind blown and 9/11. Did you guys realize 9/11 is 9/11? Mind blown. Like, that was the last time I was mind blown, guys. And that was, like, recently. Like, that was, like, fucking. Like, I just made a call to 9/11. I just made a 911 call. And you ever realize when you call 911, the firefighters show up first? You ever realize that shit? The firefighters show. You think, like, cops get pissed off about that shit? You know what I mean? Like, these guys think they're the finest, you know? Like. Nah, we're fucking New York's finest. You know what I mean? I think firefighters get pissed that they, like, cops are called New York's finest. You know what I mean? That's why they try to get, you know, they like listen in on 911 calls. They're just like, someone's stuck in the elevator. Guys, we fucking got this. You know what I mean? We don't fucking need the cops. We fucking got this shit. It has no relation to, like, anything fire related. You know what I mean? Cat stuck in a tree. We got a ladder. Fuck those cops. We got this. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've been reading the Bible recently. You guys read that book? The Bible? Been reading that shit recently. I People say I'm a Jewy guy, but people say I look like a devout Muslim. But I've been reading the Bible, and I grew up Jewish. You know, I started off reading the Torah. I got mitzvahed and everything. And here's the thing. When you're Jewish and you read that, you have no idea what any of it means. You know, you just say chach a bunch of times, you know, but you have no idea what any of this shit means, you know? So I just figured, I might as well just try something in English, you know, something I can understand. So I'm like now on like 380, page 380. I'm on job. I'm on that. Which... I think, all right, I'm just going to say, Satan is an asshole, guys. Satan is an asshole. I mean, I can kind of see how, you know, that kind of happens to you once you get a job. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know why we damn God. Like, why do we say God damn? You know what I mean? Like, why don't we say Satan damn? You know what I mean? Is it like too many letters? Is that what it is? Do we have to abbreviate that shit? Like sat, damn, you know what I mean? Like we can't sit, but I don't know. I'm honestly just like seeing which book is going to like serve me the best. You know what I mean? Like if someone comes up to me in like 2 years, like, dude, you got to try the Quran, man. Once you pick it up, you're not going to be able to put it down. I might fucking try reading that shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. Speaking of jobs, I just saw on the news that 4.3 million jobs are missing, guys. Where did they go? Where did these jobs go, you know? We should hire someone to find these jobs. We should hire someone to find these jobs. Imagine if you're the dude that finds the jobs, you know? You, like, find them in a brothel. It's, like, 4.3 million, like, unfilled jobs. You call up your boss. Like, I found them. I found the jobs. I'm going to have to leave this one because I just found a much better job, actually. Man. I don't know, man. I've been reading the Bible. I realize, like, when you come across every character or, like, every king, like, or whatever, it's like he served the Lord and the Lord blessed him and he lived 30 years or he lived 60 years or he lived 100 years, you know? It never says the Lord blessed him and he died, you know? He rested in peace. It never says that shit, you know? It never says he died with no worries, you know what I mean? It never says that, which I find, I don't know, you know, like, I don't know. I think religion, so I'm Jewish and I'm at this point, like, I'm like 26, you know, but I still feel like a 13-year-old kid, you know what I mean? Like, I still feel like shit. You know, like, I don't know, man. But I'm originally from Florida, which is cool. I moved up here. I've been doing stand-up for, like, 5.5, 6 months. I'm going to be honest with all of you. I didn't know you had to be funny to do this shit. You know, I just wanted to be one of those guys. You know, I just wanted to be a stand-up guy. All right, that's a dumb joke. Give it up for Ralph. Thanks for having me, yo.
That was a great joke. All right, give it up for Adiel, everybody. What's your dad's name?
Dead.
Yeah.
No, his name was Howard.
Howard, yeah.
His name is what?
Howard.
There's something about that name that is Howard is such an involved name. I don't know what it is about it.
I think it's like Norse originally. Like Norse.
Really?
I think like the origin is Norse. Yeah.
Oh.
But he was like
Thor and Howard.
He was the Jew. He was the Jew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is yeah.
You said your dad was the Jew.
He was the Jew. And, like, my mom was raised Christian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she has Jewish blood in her, but...
Whoa.
Yeah. It's that's why, you know, I'm like reading the Bible right
now. Wow.
What's something that surprised you from the Bible?
Satan, damn.
There you go. You got it.
Damn. Satan, damn.
What's something that that surprised you out of the Bible that you've already...
Well, it's very, like, each part of the Bible is different. You have, like, Psalms, and then Chronicles, and then Job, and then, you guys, and then John, and, like, so many different parts of it.
Yeah.
And so many different stories. It's the basic premise, don't fuck with God, you know what I mean? Don't, you know, that's basically what you get from it, you know what I mean?
I think Ralph is going to say that's a lot to take in.
It seems like a lot.
Religion. To take in. Yeah.
Religion. I think it's important.
Is it boring?
It's important to learn.
Yeah. Anybody in here know anything about religions?
Like what?
This guy. Isaiah's in the Bible.
Yeah. There's no question the we've Bible. Asked tonight John's that you've Bible. Said no to.
John's in the Bible.
He knows a lot.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, everyone was asking, like, what I was earlier. Didn't we talk about what I was earlier? I forget.
You said you're a Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Or are you Catholic?
Yeah. I don't think I could find a religion in the world that I would be like, yep, that's the one. I don't think I'm a church person.
You haven't been Jewish, brother. Oh, shoot.
Whoa. All right. But I can't.
Got any hecklers?
Oh, I can't
in
be invited,
crowd.
But I can look into it myself. That's right.
It's funny that you can't be invited, but this guy's trying to entice you.
He tried to heckle me into studying about Judaism.
Well, I get it.
That's, are you going to do it?
Nah. I mean, I guess I'll look into it. I don't know. I'll read something about it.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I think COVID was definitely, like, felt biblical to me.
Wow.
Right? No?
Maybe.
Like, how, like, the world works in cycles, you know? Like,
it was a pandemic for sure.
I don't know. You had the 1919 influenza, and then, like, 100 years later, oh, COVID happens, you know? Like, that's just something random.
Is it 100 years since the last pandemic?
Since the last...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The 1819 pandemic. That's what it was.
Anya's going to look it up.
That's what it was called, the 1819.
What is God trying to tell us?
Wash your damn hands.
Yeah, really.
Keep your hands clean.
Amen. What's that?
Wash your damn hands.
Mm. Yeah.
Whoa. Maybe that's why they've been around so long.
That's probably why Moses had that burning bush. These motherfuckers won't use soap.
Yeah.
Let's burn those germs off.
Hey, before we forget...
burn his own bush.
I think Ellie might be a guest next week. Does anybody else here want to be a guest on this show next week? All right, well, let's talk after the show. All right. Anya, what did you find out? That's fun to do. Ask if anyone wants to be on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It seems like the world was kind of just nonstop back-to-back wave. So there's the 1919 influenza, but then before that, for the 150 years before that, we got a pretty big black death.
That recent?
Yeah, in the 1890s.
Wow. Non-stop. Wow. All right. Well, things could be worse.
Yeah.
You know?
We could have the Black Plague right now.
I mean, the Black Plague and multiple things. Jeez.
I mean, I don't know if this changes anything, but I'm about to put out an album called Black Plague.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
ADL, what do you have coming up?
What do I...
Travel plans? What's going on in your life? Anything...
No, I've just been working. I work as a barista in the day, and then I host a mic I host Anya's mic from 3 to 5:30. You all should come out.
If you're doing
here?
If you're doing
yeah.
comedy or stand up, come to this
yeah.
mic.
So I've been the place should okay. All right. And I've also been working on this movie with Isaiah called Get the Comic. Which has been a lot of fun. Anya's in it. Isaiah,
it's about comedy.
Isaiah's in it. I'm in it. It's about comedy. It's about this stand-up comedian who's trying to make it, runs into this dude involved in the mob. And
Wait, if you stop right here.
It's a plot twist.
Don't tell us what it is. Then we have to see the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't going to see the movie? That was an option?
Ralph was going to see it.
No,
is it what?
Is it porn?
No. I just told you what it was about. Yeah.
Anything could be
porn. Wow, you guys' imagination is just really out there. That was another mind blow right there. That was another, it could be porn what I'm working
tell us
on is it could
tell
be
us
porn.
This, what's your dating situation? What's going on in your life? We've talked about dating a lot. Let's get into it.
We're getting real right now.
Sure. Anything you want to share?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what to share. It's kind of like non-existent.
Okay.
I used to have this girlfriend. But, you know, that faded, that flaked. So,
yeah.
What was this? Was it whether or not she existed or were your, or was it?
No, she existed. Now she's just non-existent in my life. That's,
whoa.
Yeah. So she exists.
90210.
Yeah.
90210.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't trust the dating apps. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't trust.
There's a change happening.
I don't trust the dating apps.
The same way I hear these Gen Z kids, they're not so into the social media.
Yeah.
There's some kind of change.
From the beginning of that sentence to the end of that sentence, it sounded like you aged 20 years.
I think something's up. I think something's going on.
I don't know about these Gen A kids.
These Gen Z.
Gen B
what
kids.
Gen are you? I'm Gen Z.
I'm
or
on
Gen
the
y.
cusp.
I'm Gen Y. I'm Gen Y.
I'm on the cusp.
You're on the
yeah.
He's on the cusp, Jen.
Yeah.
Jen cusp.
I thought you were a Capricorn.
Right. Isn't that a sign?
Yeah.
I think sign, all of this is a sign right now.
Yeah. I think we're nearing the end of the show. Does anybody have any? What did we miss? I don't know. Did we miss anything? Did anything not get addressed?
Did anybody raise their hand to signal that the high was kicking in, and you don't think we saw it? All
okay,
right.
Good.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being owning up to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anything? I don't know.
Are you guys stoned?
I am.
Like spiritually, I am.
Ralph is in theory.
The air is.
What's
really
that?
Got
I thought.
Me.
Did I hear a question over here? What is it? No. Okay. All right. Is that it?
I feel like if this is your first time seeing this show and you're wondering, is this it?
Yeah.
This is it. This is what this this is all that this show is.
Guaranteed.
And this has been the best show
this
ever
is the
been
best
on.
One.
This is the best.
Yeah. But they've all gotten better.
Yeah,
they've
yeah.
all gotten better.
We're only doing this.
That's right.
So
yeah,
stick around. Okay. So yeah, we're starting a morning show. We do a show every Saturday morning on the web at 10 a.m. So you can check that out.
That's right.
Light something up and hang out with us there.
And
but we're here every Monday.
We're here every Monday, and Sharif is going to play us out.
Oh yeah, Sharif. Yeah. At Space Royce. Hold on. Yeah. What's your Instagram, Adi?
At Gene Watney. At Adi LZK. And that.
Spell it.
There's no fan page. It's ADIELZKAY.
Yeah.
ADIELZKAY. IDLK.
Let's follow it. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us. See you next Monday. All right. You can pet Masha if you want.